The Killing of Butterfly Joe by Ridian Brooke. Read by Thomas Hunt. I met him a butterfly life ago. That's 6 months if you're an exceptionally strong, large, lucky butterfly. It was the beginning of May. I was lying by the side of a river in the Catskill Mountains, reading and smoking, when I fell asleep and into a dream. It was one of those lovely in-and-out dreams that come with shallow sleep. I'd been reading about Rip Van Winkle, the man who took a nap outdoors and woke 20 years later to a world that had moved on without him, and he was in my dream. There was a butterfly, yellow, white, and black. And I was at my father's funeral, scattering his ashes. I knew I was dreaming, and I was enjoying the illogical bleeding of disparate things into one another. But someone was trying to get into my dream. I could hear a voice coming from outside it, pulling me rudely from my semi-sleep. I even remember thinking, in my dream, "Don't wake up! Don't wake up!" But the intruding voice was as insistent and enthusiastic as a toddler's. The voice of someone who enjoyed interrupting, and who paid no heed to what people thought of them. "It's a monster! A total monster!" It was an American voice. But of course, I was in America. I opened my eyes, and there he was, eclipsing the sun. He was naked from the waist up, shoeless, holding a butterfly net in one hand, grinning down at me. The lenses of his glasses magnified his eyes to bush baby saucers. His hair was short on top and long at the back, which made him look less intelligent than he turned out to be. I guessed him to be in his 20s, a little older than me, perhaps. A boy in a Superman's body. "Don't move, sir," he said. He made this snorted, chortling noise and curled up his nose in concentration. "You should see this, Mary. It's a giant." He was addressing someone in the water. I sat up and saw a young woman, maybe 17 or 18 years old, swimming in the pool beneath the main cascade of the falls. She was completely naked, her skin ivory green, her long hair snaking across her back. I wondered if some spirit of those witchy woods had put a spell on me, and that I had, like Rip, woken up to a world that had moved on without me.